bed on the floor?
Plenty of times.
That was called a
pallet.
Tell me about types of land that are used, perhaps, to farm on, or that are, you know, you would classify them according to where they were. Low-lying land along a stream is called
a valley.
Bottom land?
I've heard that, but we don't have what you call bottom land here. That's back up in the northern part of the states. I've heard them speak of bottom.
What about low-lying grassland? A meadow?
We had meadow.
All right. Do you ever hear them refer to bayou land down here?
No.
Right. A place where water stands all the time is... Would it be a marsh or a swamp?
Well, it could be a branch or a swamp land. Right, meadows are always murky-like, you know, boggy.
Now, a meadow has water in it all the time?
Yes. They do dry up, but then they're usually, that's a low place, you know.
I see. And then, would marshland be inland or would it be along the sea?
Well, it's mostly, marshland is mostly along long rivers, huge, big rivers, I imagine. I really don't know much about all that.
Don't worry about anything you don't know. Just say you don't know if you don't know. That's all right, because I expect you to know everything.
I don't have any Kleenex, darn. You'd have to watch me. Well, come get up some toilet tissue or paper towel or something. Napkin. All that's going to be on this tape. She's going to wonder.
Oh, I don't know.
Get up. Napkin. Well, okay.
I'll remember the little girls when I'm listening to it later on this summer. Poor sandy soil is often known as low
land.
Long. Is low sandy soil, or would it be rich soil, or have you not heard the word low?
I've heard it, but I don't really know what the difference.
You'll find this in lands where they do more farming. This isn't
a farming area, you know. Just
I knew that, but this verified what I had thought, that really people don't classify their land all that much when they're not farming. All right, if you are, some of this also here may not apply, but if you are, you have some land, like a marshy land or swampy land that you want to drain, you might cut something to let the water drain off. You might, a drainage
ditch.
All right. The deep, narrow valley of a small stream, the part where it's cut through, do you hear this referred to as anything? A little ravine, or a draw, or a wash?
No, wash. I've heard it called a wash.
Now, is a wash from a stream that's, you know, a regular stream, or is it just from rain?
Well, it would be from rain, I think, because it's washing.
Is wash the same thing as a gully or a ditch?
Well, not necessarily, because your land washes, and say your fields wash. People speak of, my field just washed away, you know, and it would be little gullies. It would wash in it, but it wouldn't necessarily be a drainage.
What about a little ditch or something like this that's cut in the road or through a field by where the rain has washed it away?
Just be washed a ditch across the road is the way we usually speak of it.
All right, I wonder if down here they make a distinction between gully and ditch. Would a man make a ditch?
Yes.
Would a man make a gully?
Well, you don't hear that's spoken of here much, gullies. It's usually called ditches.
Ditch, whether the rain makes
it or a man makes it. It's called a ditch.